first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Belle Young delivers a wise man's words on freedom.
In 1947, shortly before my father would walk 1,000 miles south from his family's estate in Manchuria to escape the ravages of war, he had this conversation with his Taoist uncle in the North Garden. "Nephew, you have studied so many years. Do you know what it means by Wu Yu Nai Gang?" "It means if you have no desires, you will be as strong as steel," father replied. "But you probably don't have an understanding beyond that," second uncle said, and took a long draught from his gurgling water pipe. "Let me tell you a story about the philosopher Zhuangzi. One day a fellow came to him and said, 'The king wishes to confer a great title upon you.' Zhuangzi responded, 'Have you ever seen the sacrificial bull they display at the temple? During holiday they kill that bull, they dig out his entrails, hang him up like he was standing up on his hind legs, and they dress him up in expensive brocade. Well, you may say, oh, what an impressive bull, but that bull, emptied of his bowels, is sacrificed to the gods. The animal was fed the best before he was butchered. If I should take that title, I will be given all sorts of privileges, but when the king wants me as a sacrifice, I'd be same as that bull. Nephew, if you don't have desires, then you are truly strong. No one can force you to make kowtows. If you don't need to beg something from somebody, if you don't need to impress someone in an interview, you're free of worries. Why not be this kind of free person?'"
Belle Young is an artist and writer. This is an excerpt from her graphic novel, Forget Sorrow. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.